The LA County Board of Supervisors has voted 3-2 to explore options for removing the LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. All five of the supervisors have been highly critical of the sheriff, particularly in how he has not worked well with oversight of his department. But unlike chief of police, sheriffs are publicly elected directly by voters, as are supervisors. The question is, first of all, is there a legal avenue for the Board of Supervisors to remove the sheriff, or in some way to curtail what he does? Is that even desirable if they could do it, given that they're elected themselves by fewer voters, each one of the supervisors, than the sheriff is countywide? Joining us is Los Angeles County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, who introduced this motion. Mr. Ridley Thomas, thank you for joining us. Good to have you with us. Congratulations as well on your victory in the 10th LA City Council District as you move from your county to your city seat.
Well, thank you very much. Very much appreciate that.
So let's talk here about, you know, the sort of the propriety of this. First of all, what leads you to believe that this is an acceptable thing for one elected body to remove or seek to remove someone else who's elected by county residents?
Well, the first thing needs to be clarified is the following. We seek not to remove anyone. We are in the process of doing what is considered due diligence as to what the appropriate and or legal methods would be, that is to say, to explore returning governance to a more rational place rather than the internal conflict that has presented itself over and over again by the sheriff of Los Angeles County. Voters ultimately have to say yes or no to whatever we would propose. We have proposed nothing at this point in time because we are simply seeking to explore what avenues are legally appropriate to pursue. Any claims to the contrary are just incorrect or a basic misunderstanding.
So would that include supervisors putting a referendum on the ballot? I don't even know whether you can do that, raise money or put public funds into a referendum that would seek to recall the sheriff. What could you do legally?
Completely appropriate question that you raise in that regard, and it is precisely why we have asked our legal counsel, as well as the Inspector General, who has legal counsel background and training, and our Chief Executive Officer, to do a deep dive in terms of what our options are to move forward. Surely it is fully appreciated by all members of the Board of Supervisors and beyond that the status quo is hugely problematic, and we have never in the history of the county seen things worse. It would be a matter of dereliction of duty on the part of the Board of Supervisors to allow these circumstances to persist without at least exploring how these situations with this sheriff could be corrected. May I hasten to make this point? The discussion about the election or appointment of a sheriff is not a new discussion. It is only the case that it has come to a point of the board affirmatively saying it is time for us to take this seriously, do the due diligence so that we can present a path forward for the people of the county of Los Angeles.
Mark Ridley Thomas, Los Angeles County Supervisor, representing the 2nd District. It was his motion passed by two additional colleagues of his on the board asking for what options there would be for removal of Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Also with us, LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn, who represents the 4th District. who's also been highly critical of Sheriff Villanueva, as all five of the council members, I'm sorry, of the supervisors have been. Ms. Hahn, thank you very much for being with us. What led you to not support the motion to pursue this?
Well, thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you on this Veterans Day. And may I say, I will miss my colleague, Mark Ridley Thomas, very much as he moves on to the Los Angeles City Council. I would say in the 4 years that I've been on the board, I believe I've agreed with him almost every time except for this one. And you can call me old school, old fashioned, but every county in California elects their sheriff. And I am of the philosophy that the voters should continue to elect their sheriff. And if the voters feel like they have been misled or let down, or if the sheriff is engaging in improper behavior, they have the tool to recall him. And I believe with all the activists out there who have spoken of their displeasure of the sheriff, they have their power within them to recall the sheriff, or in 2022, they can elect a different sheriff. But I like keeping this as an elected position with the power to the people in Los Angeles County.
What about the argument that it would be so expensive for critics of the sheriff to qualify a referendum on him, a recall measure, that that's not a realistic alternative? Therefore, he would continue in office until 2022. And I think the argument of Supervisor Ridley Thomas is that the egregious conduct of the sheriff, in his and others' view, is to such an extent that the supervisors need to do something, and that recall is not financially feasible for the public to undertake.
Well, let's remember the people of California actually recalled a governor not that long ago. So we have seen recall efforts on the ballot all the time in local cities for council members and mayors. It is possible. It's a matter of gathering signatures, but it's our process. It's democracy. And I remember when Sherman Block, who was our sheriff of LA County, died during the campaign. And I remember a couple of county supervisors actually asking the voters to vote for the dead person so that they would have the power to appoint the next county sheriff. And the voters rejected that. The voters like the idea of electing their sheriff. They like it when the sheriff campaigns in their communities and their neighborhoods and comes to their political clubs for endorsements. They like having the sheriff accountable to them. I don't believe they want five politicians to take that power away from them.
We're talking with Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn. Janice Hahn, along with Catherine Barger, voted against the measure which passed yesterday, calling for a look at the options supervisors could take to potentially remove Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. I'd like to hear from you what you think of this. Do you think the model is better to have a sheriff who is elected by county voters? Would you want to see perhaps a constitutional amendment in the state of California that would change the way that sheriffs are chosen? You know, there are pros and cons of both systems, clearly, with police chiefs. You've got politics involved, of course, in that, where you have a chief who is hired by a city. Typically, it's a city council that approves the hiring of a chief. It's not an elected position. Sheriffs are elected. Each has its pluses and minuses. I'd like to hear what you think about whether sheriffs should continue to be directly elected or should be hired by counties in a process similar to what chiefs of police have. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll be back in 1 minute. Los Angeles County supervisors have been highly critical of Sheriff Alex Villanueva over the department's spending practices. over the sheriff's responses to efforts to oversee the sheriff's department, and it's been ongoing essentially since the sheriff was elected. His current term extends through 2022, and now the Board of Supervisors, on a 3-2 vote yesterday, voted to pursue options for either curtailing the authority of the sheriff or finding ways of removing him from office. I'd like to hear from you what you think of that and whether you think that it would be better to have sheriffs not directly elected by voters, but instead hired by county boards of supervisors, similar to how city councils and mayors hire chiefs of police. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Also joining us is former Los Angeles County Supervisor and former L.A. City Council member Zev Yaroslavsky, who directs UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs Los Angeles Initiative. Zev, it's good to have you with us again. Zev, your thoughts about reining in the power of the sheriff or removing a sheriff or going to a different process for selecting a sheriff?
Well, there's always been a tension between the sheriff and sometimes other elected officials at the county and the Board of Supervisors. That's natural, but they've always been able to work within a parameter of constitutional adhering to their constitutional responsibilities. In the case of the sheriff, who I've criticized substantially, this sheriff has violated the agreement that the county had with the Justice Department on imposing reforms in the department on excessive use of force, on policing the jails, and basically on constitutional policing issues. And he's flaunted his authority in the county's agreement by doing so. I'm a little reluctant for two reasons. I'm reluctant on the appointment issue or on removal issue. The sheriff is both a state constitutional officer and a county official. To change the way he's appointed or removed would require, I believe, a state constitutional amendment, which would require a vote of the people of the state of California. In addition to that, it would require an amendment to the county charter, which would also require a vote of the county voters. For the practical side is the guy is up for re-election next year or in 2022, the resources and the energies that would be brought to bear would have to be brought to bear on a constitutional amendment or a charter change should be brought to bear on removing him from office in the election, in the regularly scheduled election. And I think it'll be a contest, and the issues that have come up, the constitutional policing issues, the lawsuits that that he's lost and that had to be settled have already cost the taxpayers millions of dollars. So I think it's problematic, but I think it's a good thing to raise the issue, and I think it's a good thing to know what the options are. And I don't think that if you put it on the ballot that the voters would approve it, because my experience, which is considerable over the decades, is that voters don't want to remove an elected official. They don't want to create new elected officials, but they don't want to remove elected officials. But the motion that Supervisor Ridley Thomas and Supervisor Sheila Kuehl brought to the board yesterday raises the issue of why are they even talking about this? And I think that's important for the public to understand that the stakes are very high. You have a sheriff who's basically a rogue sheriff who has flaunted subpoenas from the court to release public documents. He has done the things that I mentioned earlier in the interview. It's a very serious, I would call it a crisis, because the stakes are very high. What will happen, Larry, if this doesn't get resolved in some way, is that the Justice Department will come back in, and you could have a federal judge in a consent decree running the county sheriff's department, which I don't think would be a particularly efficacious way to run the sheriff's department. I think the discussion is a good one, and I think practically speaking, the voters will not vote statewide or locally to remove the sheriff from being an elected officer. but they will have their chance in what I suspect will be a robust election in 2022.
Zephyr Yaroslavsky, former L.A. County Supervisor and former L.A. City Councilman, directs the L.A. Initiative at UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs. Again, I'd like to hear your input on this. What do you think of the County Board of Supervisors' action to pursue either the curtailing or removal of L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva? By the way, we're inviting him to join us later this week on the program to share his perspective on this. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, your response to what your colleague Supervisor Hahn and I know your longtime acquaintance and friend Mr. Yaroslavsky.
Well, they both are, and I respect them both tremendously, and it's on that basis that I choose to take a differing point of view. I think it is the case that voters have reason to be critical of changes in the state constitution and the like, but that doesn't mean that these are matters that can't be overcome. Further, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be altered. After all, it was in 1850 when the population of the county of Los Angeles was approximately 3,000 people that it was determined that the sheriffs of L.A. County would be elected. It was a very different environment. We are now 10 million people with 40 contracts with cities and 100 unincorporated areas that this largest sheriff's department in the nation oversees. And we are at a point of what could be described in the local context as a constitutional crisis. We have been in and out of court with this sheriff more than the previous sheriffs combined. It is not simply a matter of this sheriff alone. He just punctuates the flaw in this system. There is simply no accountability. Zev, Janice, and I both know, as a result of serving on the city council, all three of us, and now all three of us serving on the Board of Supervisors, one having served in Congress, we all know that transparency and accountability are the defining features of effective law enforcement. We do not have this now. Even with this sheriff, when we have laws in place with the Inspector General, with the Oversight Commission, etc., with the subpoena power, even when the people of the County of Los Angeles voted 70% for subpoena power, this sheriff has essentially said, go pound sand. There has to be more accountability, and the way in which you accomplish that is through his being appointed, because at that point he can be fired. And we shouldn't have to wait 4 years for elections to do that, because too much damage can be wrought, as is the case now.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, soon to be Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas. My thanks to Supervisor Janice Hahn and former Supervisor and Councilman Zev Yaroslavsky of UCLA's Los Angeles Initiative. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC.